Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Wednesday evening, 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. This tonight, look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. So Pro Football Focus has their offensive line rankings going into week number four. And, you know, as has been the trend over these first few weeks of the season, is the idea that the Falcons have slid down a little bit. They come in at 12th, so that's down two spots from last week. And again, they were in the top six or eight as far as offensive line play goes coming into the season. So they talk about the fact that the Falcons offensive line let up 5 sacks against Detroit, which was the second most by a unit this week. The unit's 76.6 pass blocking efficiency rating ranked just 28th in week 3. While rookie Matthew Bergeron is the weakest link on the line, he played his best game in week 3. His 69.5 overall grade game ranked 19th among guards this past week. And they say best player, Chris Lindstrom. Lindstrom placed 6th among guards this season with a 76.7 run blocking grade. And look, Lindstrom has not been the same guy that he was last year. He's looked like a different guy this year. Now, again, I still am not sold on Bergeron and Dolman standing side by side together. And I'll continue to hype on that. Just I think Bergeron will get better. And I think Dolman is, competent, right? I don't think Dolman is a great center. Again, he's an undersized guy. I don't think he's a great center. But, you know, that's the guys you're going to have to live with. And again, this is what we have to live with. We talk about, you know, Pitts and all. We have to have those guys. If those guys can't step up, you know, if Bergeron and Dolman can't step up, like we're back to where we were a couple of years ago with Hennessy and Jalen Mayfield. So we have to have these guys. It's not a matter of, you know, wishing and hoping. We have to, or we're not going to get to where we need to be. We have to have these guys. And again, we'll see. But I mean, they keep slipping, you know, week after week after week after week. All right, the Falcons did restructure Jake Matthews' contract. So moving some money around, they freed up about $7 million that's now available, you know, so. Again, combine that with the money they already have. Look, they've got some cash available. Now, are they going to use it? You know, that's the thing. Are they going to use it, or is it just, hey, you know, we'll roll it to next year's cap and all this good kind of stuff. I hope they use it. Now, there have been a lot of people with rumors about two guys that are, one's a current Minnesota Viking. Well, I guess they're both Minnesota Vikings players, but Kirk Cousins. And I saw this thing with the idea of, would the Falcons be interested if Ridder continues to play poorly? Would the Falcons be interested in Kirk Cousins? Why would you want Kirk Cousins? Can I ask? I mean, why? He's one of the more overrated quarterbacks. And I'll say this about Kirk Cousins, like I say it about Sam Bumford and I say it about Derek Carr. They're losers. They're losers. Your franchise isn't going anywhere with those guys. You're better off playing Desmond Ridder than you are Kirk Cousins. You know he's going to wet the bed when it matters most. You know, again, I don't want anything to do with Kirk Cousins. Now, Danielle Hunter, were you with me when we talked about Danielle Hunter? Were you on the show yet, or was that the old guy?
I know you did talk about him this season, you know, coming into this season, yeah.
I would have loved to have traded for Danielle Hunter. A sack machine. Oh, you mean a fire breather coming off the edge? Gee, we have a lot of those guys, don't we? We have a plethora and abundance of fire breathers coming off the defensive line. So, again, I like Danielle Hunter. If we're going to make a trade to go after him, more power to us. Let's go. Because let me tell you what we don't have right now. We don't have a fire breather coming off the edge, and we don't influence the game on the defensive line of scrimmage. Hence, you have quarterbacks that complete 70% of their passes and don't get sacked. You can't live like that in the NFL. You can't. All right, let's hear from Arthur Smith at his press conference from earlier today. Here's Arthur talking about how they need depth at every position and they're confident that Nate Landman can play good at linebacker.
It's nonsense to think that if you feel like, hey, you're top heavy here, that you're those guys, it's not going to happen. You're going to have, you need depth, you need to develop it. Unfortunately, things happen. Nate's a guy we have a lot of confidence. If we didn't have confidence in somebody, we wouldn't put him out there. I got a ton of confidence in Nate Landman. Played pretty well 2 weeks ago. He'll play well. And I got a lot of confidence if we had to play Tay or Andre. That's why they're on the roster.
Well, look, Landman had a nice preseason. Like, he played well in the preseason for this team. And I thought he deserved a shot to get, you know, some time on the field. And then Anderson obviously beat up, you know, and now he's not going to be in, you know, for the rest of this year. But I thought Landman played serviceably over the last couple of weeks. And we tried to tell D-Led this about Landman playing a lot, you know, a couple weeks ago, but he didn't want to listen. He was all about Tay Davis. I mean, but no, anyway, I'll joke about that. But look, I think Landman has played well. I like seeing him out there. I think that, look, if we're talking about backup linebackers and stuff, I think he could be pretty good. Do I think he's a Pro Bowl caliber player or anything super special? No, not at all. But you're going to have injuries, and not everybody's going to be healthy. And I feel like he could be at least serviceable to help us out at linebacker. All right, here's Arthur Smith talking about the O-line problems are more nuanced than surface-level narratives.
However you want to create storylines, and I get it, it's the wave of the NFL. It's what makes it so popular. And the thing is, you have to be objective and look at everything in the totality of it. Okay, what happened, why things happen, you know, when it's obviously you don't win. Doesn't look good. There's always going to be, you know, questions, but it's our job, whether you win or lose, to be objective. There's always things you're trying to press, scheme, positions, whatever it was, debrief. There's a lot that goes into it. Got a lot of confidence on our line. So I think the first time in a long time that we haven't run the ball well, credit to Detroit. It becomes a pattern, and, you know, things have to change, but that's in anything.
What's the nuanced part? They stunk at pass blocking. This has been McGarry's MO his entire career. Like, this is four. Well, what are we in? We're going into his fifth year now. This is going into his fifth year that he's not been able to pass block. What's nuanced about that? What nuances? It's a glaring missile. It's a neon light just flashing in front of your eyes, blinding you, burning your retinas out. Here's Arthur talking about the Jake Matthews restructured deal.
That happens. I mean, there's all kind of accounting tricks. That there's reasons why you do it, just to make sure, you know, things happen during the season. You know, when you restructure those things, and sometimes they mean things, sometimes they don't. It's just kind of being safe. I mean, none of them are ever the same. So that was why.
Well, look, they have plenty of veterans that they can move money around. And that's why I say, when you want to find money on the cap, you always have ways to do it. Did he just not say tricks and yes. That's how the Saints have survived for how long? They restructure Cam Jordan. They restructure this guy and this guy. That's how you survive in the NFL. That's why I say this whole fakakta thing, oh, you know, we've had dead money and all this cap and all the negative cap. You can find money. When you want to find money, you find money. When you wanted to sign Dante Fowler and Todd Gurley, you found money. We're in the same cap purgatory that we were a few years ago, but you found money to get those guys. That's what's so ridiculous about it. You can always find money in the NFL. All right, here's Arthur talking about Troy Anderson's injury.
Yeah, so you just wait till you get, you know, a doctor, and you know, usually with those kind of injuries, you have surgery. You never know what the recovery is, you know, timeline is, and everybody's different. It's unfortunate. Obviously, he's playing really good football for us. Disappointed. Had a bright future ahead of him. And then, yeah, not to get, you know, didn't go to medical school. I know a lot of people thought they became doctors the last couple of years online, but there's some variations in it, you know. So I said, until they really have a surgery, you don't know what the timeline is.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't expect him back this year. The initial reports were you don't think that he's going to be back this year, and it is what it is at this point. I mean, so, again, this happens all the time in the NFL. Sometimes it's to really key pieces. Again, you think the New York Jets thought that they were going to lose their quarterback four plays into the year? And they looked at their whole franchise and they said, oh, crap. Here's Arthur talking about reviewing the opening game scripts.
Yeah, they're all, you know, they're all different, right? I mean, some of them is, hell, you just got beat, right? Execution, or some of them, like, you know, damn, like that. Wish I had done this. I mean, that's always going to be the case. Okay, well, you know why you did it. The worst part of it, if you just did something and you just, you know, you got to have your reason why, whether it works or not, and be objective. Okay, you know, you go back and really last year, and sometimes it's as simple as just converting a, you know, early in the down, you know, early in the drive, converting the first down, and you get in a rhythm. Like that happened Seattle, right? That was one of our better opening drives last year. We got in a rhythm. Converted that first third down, and you roll, we hit a couple explosives, we get down in the red zone and score. San Fran, same thing, right? Converted an early third down, got an explosive pass from OZ, right? Hit it down there, and we were able to, you know, those things happen. So you're looking at it, they're all different. Like some, yeah, you absolutely like, okay, I was kind of being greedy here. Okay, all right, here's our intention. Okay, that didn't work out well for us. So other ones is like, we need to execute this better. You're getting an opportunity here. You got the look you want. They may say the guy may make a play. Guy makes a rush.
What is he talking about? What the hell is he talking about? Run the football. Run the damn football. That should be your script. Do what we do best. If they stop it, they stop it. Then we adjust. But until they systematically stop it, run it. Do what you do best. You drafted the guy 8th overall. We talk about, you know, they drafted a running back at 8 with a 1,000-yard guy on the roster. Here's Arthur talking about Storm Norton is a guy that we liked because he played what?
Live NFL snaps.
I just play the clip.
Just familiarity, you know, gives us a guy that's played a lot, or played in real games, and been somebody we've had our eye on.
Okay, we can stop the clip. So, just stop the clip. Well, Isn't Storm Norton the guy that does that British talk show where he gets all the big celebrities on? Oh, that's Graham Norton. Oh, what's the difference between Storm Norton and Graham Norton? I like Graham Norton a hell of a lot better than I like Storm Norton. I like Ed Norton a hell of a lot better than Storm Norton. Who the hell cares about Storm Norton? All right, when we get back, let's talk some Georgia football with you. We're going to open up the phone lines again. Is UGA number one because of what they've done the past couple of years, or is it because they're still the best team in college football? We'll talk about that next. Chuck from the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, and the Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out at Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening with you. All right, 404-726-0929. That's both our phone line and our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. So here's the question that I'm asking. How much of is UGA being the number one team in college football because of what they have done over the last couple of years versus what they've done this year? You know, look, here's the thing, because this has to be the obviously ultimate caveat about everything. As Georgia's got, you know, the oldest rivalry in the Deep South coming up this weekend, playing Auburn – you know, Auburn's 3-1. I don't really know what Auburn is. I don't think they're that great of a team. They lost to A&M, you know, most recently. I mean, so again, you know, lost their, you know, SEC opener and all this. I don't know what they're going to have for Georgia. Now, do I think that Georgia has lived off of what they've done the last couple of years? Yes. Now, do I think that Georgia has one of the better wins in college football? Of course not. Of course not. You know, when you look at teams that have had more quality wins, look, Florida State's arguably had the two best wins in college football. When you look at two wins, beating LSU and going down into Death Valley and winning that game, that's the two best wins in college football right now. And I thought that they were going to be a playoff team. I thought that, okay, if you can survive the month of, you know, September, they could be a playoff team. So far, so good for Florida State. Obviously, Ohio State's win against Notre Dame, that's still a good win. No matter what you think about Notre Dame and all this kind of stuff, that's still a good win against a pretty good, especially, look, a good quarterback in Sam Hartman. That's a good win. Do I think that Georgia should be the number one team in the nation? Yes. I'm always somebody who does believe, you know, the old Ric Flair line, right? To be the man, you got to beat the man, right? You got to beat somebody. And until Georgia loses, no matter what Ohio State, Michigan, whatever happens, until somebody beats Georgia, they deserve to be number one. Now, I do wonder if Georgia can roll through this regular season and stay the number one team in the nation all season long. Can they run through that? I mean, they've got, you know, if you look at both polls, they have a wide, wide margin. You know, in the AP top 25, they had 55 first place votes. Michigan got one, Texas got two, Florida State three, Ohio State and Washington were the other two teams that got a first place vote. In the coaches poll, Georgia had 61 first place votes. Only one other team had any first place vote. Well, I shouldn't say that. Two teams had first place votes. Washington had one, and Ohio State had two first place votes. So obviously the beat writer for the Washington Huskies or their SID or whatever, they've got them number one. And look, Michael Penix is a complete handful. He's one of the most dominant quarterbacks in college football. Like he's a stud and good for him. I mean, for, you know, again, probably comeback player of the year last year in college football. Good for him. I love Michael Penix. He's a really terrific quarterback. But I still think when you look, and again, I'm tempering this in saying that Georgia hasn't played anybody. I get that. Day-Day, would it surprise you that they average about half a point more per game than what they did through the first 4 weeks of last year or what they even did last year?
You said, would it surprise me? No.
Yes.
No.
And look, right now, Carson Beck's on pace. I think he's on pace to set the school record in passing yards. They averaged 338 passing yards to 159 running. When have you ever seen a Georgia team do that? And remember when we talked to Chip Towers about this a while back, and he brought up the idea of they look like they could be a very pass-heavy team, right? Chip brought that up. With all of the weapons that they have at wide receiver and guys who can catch the ball in the backfield, and oh yeah, that guy at tight end, all of those weapons that, again, we asked the question, could this be the year that things flip for Georgia where they don't become a prominent run team? Again, they still run the football, but their identity is not to just line up and run it right at everybody. Maybe this is that year. You know, maybe Carson Beck is the guy. Again, you know, people talk about Lane Kiffin and his influence on the offense. I mean, they became a vertical offense, and then obviously they had a string where they had one right after the other of arguably the best quarterbacks in program history. And I know Joe Namath and Bart Starr and Ken Stabler. I got all that. But I'm telling you, when they talked, when they went Tua, Mac Jones, and Bryce Young, that was as good a stretch as any program has ever had in the history of college football. It's hard to go best quarterback, best quarterback, best quarterback, you know, in a three quarterback stretch like that. They did it. They did it. And look, this is the kind of offense that you run in today's college football world, right? Not, you know, the old 3 yards and a cloud of dust. So I definitely think that Georgia's living off of its accomplishments, but at the same time, they're still a 40-point per game offense. They give up about 11 points per game. They're still one of the best defenses. There's no reason for them to not be number one. And again, until they lose, there's not a reason to have them be not be the number one team in the nation. Nobody's going to play all of these standout teams and all that kind of stuff. I mean, again, Ohio State, Michigan won't be till the end of the year. Yeah, they'll play Penn State along the way, but Michigan, Ohio State won't shake out until after the season, you know, concludes in the regular season. So why not Georgia? I mean, look, say what you will about Texas, you know, and obviously the Alabama win is a really good win, but the rest of their schedule, Kansas, yeah, that's a nice team. Oklahoma's good, but they're not great. Houston, BYU, Kansas State, TCU, Iowa, Texas Tech. Once they get through these next couple of weeks, there's not a ranked team left on their schedule. So it's not like that they're going to run the table against all these heavyweight title contenders or anything like that. Like most of these schools, you know, you're very top heavy in your conferences. You know, maybe the Big Ten with Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State, maybe that's the best threesome, you know, of teams, you know, in one conference in college football. But, you know, again, Washington, USC, Oregon, you know, there are good teams, but it's not like I don't think that there's been a team that has just gone out and just shown that, hey, this deserves to be the number one team in the nation, right? Like this deserves to be this team deserves to be ranked number one because of how good they've been and they're the clear-cut number one. Georgia's been in that discussion even through the four games that they've had. And look, it hasn't been against anybody. You know, again, it's been Chump City, right? I was on a I think it was like one of BetQL's morning shows, and the couple of guys, you know, were asking me about, you know. You know, well, I mean, they've got like, you know, arc welding and, you know, those kinds of classes that they're playing against, you know. And I'm like, well, again, you know, they did have Oklahoma that was on their schedule and that got dropped off. Like that wasn't Georgia that ducked Oklahoma. It was the SEC that stepped in and said, nah, for right now, we don't want, you know, the SEC and the Big 12 to, you know, have this rivalry or whatever like that. But again, I don't think that there's a team that deserves to leapfrog over Georgia as the number one team in the nation. But I do think it's obviously a lot of reputation, but it doesn't mean that Georgia hasn't done some really good things. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's grab Tim out in Brookhaven. What's going on, Tim?
Hey there. As far as Georgia goes, you know, really to me, this ranking number one is just a carryover from last year. They're 1-0 this year in real games, and what, 3-0 in scrimmages in my book. So why wouldn't USC, who had the Heisman Trophy winner last year, who's undefeated, but I don't know who they played either. But you know, to me, this ranking is just carryover. You know, Georgia's got a new quarterback. Who knows what he's going to do? And then my final point is, I'm bewildered on the amount of lack of information about Stetson Bennett, a Georgia Bulldog, winning two national championships, goes to the Rams, and he's released from the team. And, man, I'm, like, scraping the internet to try to find out what happened. Nobody's talking about it. Just wondered what your thoughts were.
Well, I mean, look, Sean McVay had come out and said that, you know, it was a personal issue and things like that. Now, again, we can possibly leap to conclusions and these different things, but again, he's on the, you know, reserve non-football, you know, injury list, and, you know, he was on that, you know, with them. I mean, without rumor-mongering, you know, all of it, yeah, there's bigger things, you know, besides football that's going on. I mean, this is, you know, he needs to focus on his personal issues and stuff like that. So, again, you know, he's been on the non-injury illness, you know, list, and usually that means personal problems. And we know with some of the things that happened over the offseason, again, they're not going to spill the beans. They don't spill the beans on injuries, let alone what a guy's going through. Now, it may leak out at some point, or he may tell the story. And by the way, too, Southern Cal has played San Jose State, Nevada, a god-awful Stanford team, and Arizona State. Not exactly, you know, murderer's row out there. But again, you know, outside of Florida State, who's had two good wins, nobody's had more than one good win this year. You know, Michigan thus far. How about Michigan's schedule, Day-Day? East Carolina, UNLV, Bowling Green, who Tech's going to see, and Rutgers. That's the four teams they played. They're going to play at Nebraska this coming weekend. Oh, boy. The John Freakies of the world. But Bowling Green, Rutgers, East Carolina, UNLV, like, that's fish heads and rice as well. Yeah,
that's why when his Harbaugh suspension came, it was like, oh, okay. Because they weren't playing anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, when we come back, it'll be time for What's Bugging Chuck Reed. Hey, where were all the pundits? Where are all the insiders on all of this stuff? We'll talk about that next. Chuck in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, not to the game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, playing all the AM hits, AM gold. Little Doobie Brothers bringing us back in. You don't hear that very often. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers, Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Braves right now, they're losing 3-1, so they've got the Cubs right where they want them. Ozzie's homered in the game. That's his 33rd, 105 RBI. So what were they? Were they six home runs off the all-time record? I think it was six home runs. So Ozzie's got his home run for the evening. Darius Vines, six innings, four hits, three runs, two of them earned, five strikeouts with two walks. But he has given up a couple of home runs as they have touched him up. Ian Happ hit a bomb that thing got out of there in a hurry. So right now, Braves are losing this game. And again, if the Braves do win tonight, they will clinch home field advantage all through the NL. So they will have home field advantage all the way through the NLCS. And then obviously, if they win their next game, they will find themselves having home field advantage throughout the entire Major League Baseball playoffs, World Series included, in all of that. So we'll see. We'll keep you up to date here as this game is in the bottom of the sixth. Though by the time we get out of here, it should be pretty close to being over. And you know, we'll see what happens here. But right now, the Braves are losing 3-1, and Vines is still in. He's got six innings in the book. So look. He's not pitching bad, you know, six innings, three runs. If he can go a little bit more, again, he's got 90 pitches, so I don't know what the end result's going to be. Maybe they're going to, you know, grab somebody for the 7th, but I mean, what have you. We'll see what happens, but we'll keep you up to date on all of this as well.
I think they're at 3 at the, I don't know if this stat tracker I'm looking at now is live or not. If it's not live, they're at 3:01. If it's live, then Aussies tonight would be 3:02. So they need 6 to, because I think 3:08, I think.
Yeah, I think it's 3:08.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they needed, I thought they came in tonight with 6 to tie.
6 would tie, somebody had 3:07. It was a 3:08, I think, and a 3:07. I think the Twins from 2019 got the 3:08, if I'm not mistaken.
So they had the Twins in 2019 had 307 home runs.
Okay, 307. Okay.
Yeah. So they had 307 home runs. They scored 939 runs. So. Okay. You said where?
So if this tracker I'm looking at is live, then they're sitting at 3:01. But I'm saying you said if you're saying what you're saying is right, that means this tracker might not be live. So they might be at 3:02 now.
So they're at 3:02 right now.
Yeah.
So they had 301 going into tonight. So 3:02. So they need 5 to tie, 5 homers in their final, what, 5 games?
Yep.
To be played. So they can certainly do that. I mean, yep. Again, they can have and. The thing about the Braves is they get it from all different people, right? I mean, again,
right.
It's not like they have one or two guys that really mash. You know, even the guys like Kevin Pillar, you know, he had the home run last night. You know, a Travis d'Arnaud can hit the ball out of the ballpark. I mean, again, Michael Harris, by the way, if you haven't looked, you know, Michael Harris is about to be a 2020 guy. You know, for all the things about all his struggles early on. Michael Harris is up to 18 homers. He's already got the 20 steals, but he's up to 8 homers, or 18, I should say, homers for the season. So he very much could be a 2020 guy when all is said and done. Look, that'd be a pretty good sophomore season. He's hitting 290, so that'd still be a really good sophomore season for him if he's a 290, 2020 guy. You know, he's got 75 runs scored already, and for a guy who's hitting 9th by and large, I mean, he's had some flirtations at the top of the order, but again, by and large, he's hit 9th for the year. That's you give me a 9 hitter that's 2020 hitting 290 and scoring, you know, 80 runs in a season. I'll take that all day long. I'll take that all that kind of stuff all day long. So, but again, we'll keep you up to date about what goes on with the Braves and whether they can win, whether they can, you know, set the home run record. But we'll keep you up to date about. And it looks like they do have a new pitcher. In for the 7th inning. Michael Tonkin is in right now for the Braves in this 7th inning as they're down 3-1. All right, speaking of being down, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, we obviously know that Dame Lillard got traded today. And he got traded to, who did he get traded to? The Miami Heat?
No.
Well, he obviously got traded to the Toronto Raptors.
No.
Huh. Who did he get traded to?
The Bucks.
Hmm. So, did you see where Sham Sharinia had a tweet out saying that Dame Lillard had been traded to the Toronto Raptors?
No, I didn't see that tweet. No.
So, he put a tweet out because it's been screenshotted.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. He actually did put a tweet out, and it's been screenshotted. But again, all of these pundits, we heard all of these teams that were in the mix for Dame Lillard, right? It was going to be the two that I heard the most were obviously Miami. It was a done deal. Mm-hmm. He was going to Miami. And then it was a done deal that he would probably be in the with the Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd he end up?
Milwaukee.
Oh. So, again, did Woj or Shams or Windhorst or Blowhard or whatever, did any of them have it right? I thought these guys were in the know and things like that. Here's the reality, okay? And you won't like this, okay? But this is the reality of the situation. If the front offices don't want those guys to know, they won't know. If they're giving you inside scoops and things like that, It's because they want them to know. Mm-hmm. If Woj drops a Woj bomb with an inside scoop, it's because that team wants him to know it. Because, again, we talked about this at the very beginning of the show. Look, they solicit. They solicit like a $3 whore. They solicit these people to get information from them and build relationships and do favor, and they'll do favorable pieces and everything like that. But if these guys, if these general managers want Windhorst or Woj or Sham, if they want them to know, then they'll know. But if they don't want them and they're protecting the information, those guys aren't going to have it. And that goes for Shifter and, you know, who's all the other insiders? You know, the Ken Rosenthal and John Heyman and all these, you know, in the words of Mel from Southwest Atlanta, all these so-called experts. If they want these guys to know, they'll get the information out to them. They're not using inside sources to break stories and everything else. They know when they... too many pronouns, pal, in the words of Vince McMahon. Too many pronouns, pal. When Windhorst or Woj or Sham or whoever breaks a story, it's because the general managers of those teams want them to know and want them to get it out there in the public for whatever reason, good, bad, or otherwise, to spin the narrative, to set the narrative, to counter the narrative, whatever. Whatever the reasoning is, they want these guys to know. It's not because they've got all these people that they're really good friends with and they've got the inside scoop and they'd never be lied to and all this other kind of stuff. It's because these general managers, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, hockey, Plinko, Yahtzee, they want them to know what's going on. And that's the reality of it. Again, if you've seen the story on Woj, he's got a whole PowerPoint presentation about how he can help your team get the message out. Right? I got 2 million followers on Twitter. I get 30 million impressions on tweeting. I get, you know, this, that, and the other. Like all this kind of stuff about how he goes about doing it. So again, I know y'all believe everything these guys tell you. You believe all the inside stuff. But understand is that when these general managers of these professional organizations want them to know, that's when they know. You think that Woj is spending time in the locker rooms really developing relationships? Or is he doing his PowerPoints presentation to curry favor with some of these guys? And I'm sure that he is friends with, you know, general managers and people in the industry, in the basketball industry. I'm not saying he's not friends. I mean, again, and I've never heard that Woj is some kind of a-hole or whatever like that. But if these guys were real insiders, this story would have broken way before it happened because nobody had this. It was the Raptors. It had been the Miami Heat for 3 months. We were with John Michaels at Randy McMichael's house, okay? Randy Mack's house for, what, 4th of July that weekend. It was Randy's birthday. We were there for his birthday party. And we were talking about, Dame's going to Miami. Back in July, it was a done deal. Where'd he end up? He went to Miami, didn't he?
No.
He went to Toronto then.
Not at all.
He stayed in Portland?
Not too far from Toronto, maybe. No.
Oh. So again, you know, I know we like to talk about these guys and all their inside information and all this other kind of stuff. But guess what? They didn't have any of this. And it's not because they didn't have the right sources or they didn't dig deep enough or whatever. You don't think those guys get manipulated for the information? They're so desperate. Again, guys are so desperate to be first. Doesn't matter if you're right. Doesn't matter if you get it right or not. Just be first, right? Be first. Be first or get hot take. That's what it is. Just be the first guy to throw it out there. Doesn't matter if you're right. You'd be wrong. Again, every one of these guys was wrong 10 times over about where Dame Lillard was going to end up. And then everybody like, oh, yeah, well, it makes all the sense in the world and all this, that, and the other. Please. It's ridiculous. So, anyway, all the pundits got scooped out of all of it, but I know they'll probably get a million Twitter followers, you know, for it or whatever like that. So I'm surprised Hot Take Tommy doesn't have 5 million Twitter followers in all of this stuff. All right, we're going to react to what Arthur Smith had to say to Dukes and Bell earlier today. Chuck, we're hanging out in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, Night to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, playing all the AM hits, AM gold. Little Doobie Brothers bringing us back in. You don't hear that very often. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers, Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Braves right now, they're losing 3-1, so they got the They've got the Cubs right where they want them. Ozzie's homered in the game. That's his 33rd, 105 RBI. So what were they? Were they six home runs off the all-time record? I think it was six home runs. So Ozzie's got his home run for the evening. Darius Vines, six innings, four hits, three runs, two of them earned, five strikeouts with two walks. But he has given up a couple of home runs as they have touched him up. Ian Happ hit a bomb that it just that thing got out of there in a hurry. So right now, Braves are losing this game. And again, if the Braves do win tonight, they will clinch home field advantage all through the NL. So they will have home field advantage all the way through the NLCS. And then obviously, if they win their next game, they will find themselves having home field advantage throughout the entire Major League Baseball playoffs, World Series included, in all of that. So we'll see. We'll keep you up to date here as this game is in the bottom of the sixth. Though by the time we get out of here, it should be pretty close to being over. And you know, we'll see what happens here. But right now, the Braves are losing 3-1, and Vines is still in. He's got six innings in the book. So look. He's not pitching bad, you know, six innings, three runs. If he can go a little bit more, again, he's got 90 pitches, so I don't know what the end result's going to be. Maybe they're going to, you know, grab somebody for the seventh, but, I mean, what have you. We'll see what happens, but we'll keep you up to date on all of this as well.
I think they're at three at the – I don't know if this stat tracker I'm looking at now is live or not. If it's not live, they're at 301. If it's live, then Ozzie's tonight would be 302. So they need six to – because I think 308, I think.
Yeah, I think it's 308.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they needed – I thought they came in tonight with six to tie.
Six would tie – somebody had 307 – it was a 308, I think, and a 307. I think the Twins from 2019 got the 308, if I'm not mistaken.
So they had the Twins in 2019 had 307 home runs.
Okay, 307. Okay.
Yeah. So they had 307 home runs. They scored 939 runs. So. Okay. You said where?
So if this tracker I'm looking at is live, then they're sitting at 301. But I'm saying you said if you're saying what you're saying is right, that means this tracker might not be live. So they might be at 302 now.
So they're at 302 right now.
Yeah.
So they had 301 going into tonight. So 302. So they need five to tie, five homers in their final five games.
Yep.
To be played, so they can certainly do that. I mean, again, they can have and. The thing about the Braves is they get it from all different people, right? I mean, again,
right.
It's not like they have one or two guys that really mash. You know, even the guys like Kevin Pillar, you know, he had the home run last night. You know, a Travis d'Arnaud can hit the ball out of the ballpark. I mean, again, Michael Harris, by the way, if you haven't looked, you know, Michael Harris is about to be a 2020 guy. You know, for all the things about all his struggles early on. Michael Harris is up to 18 homers. He's already got the 20 steals, but he's up to eighteen homers for the season. So he very much could be a 2020 guy when all is said and done. Look, that'd be a pretty good sophomore season. He's hitting 290, so that'd still be a really good sophomore season for him if he's a 290, 2020 guy. You know, he's got 75 runs scored already, and for a guy who's hitting ninth by and large, I mean, he's had some flirtations at the top of the order, but again, by and large, he's hit ninth for the year. That's you give me a nine hitter that's 2020 hitting 290 and scoring, you know, 80 runs in a season. I'll take that all day long. I'll take that all that kind of stuff all day long. So, but again, we'll keep you up to date about what goes on with the Braves and whether they can win, whether they can, you know, set the home run record. But we'll keep you up to date about. And it looks like they do have a new pitcher. In for the seventh inning. Michael Tonkin is in right now for the Braves in this seventh inning as they're down 3-1. All right, speaking of being down, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off.
Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Buggin' Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, we obviously know that Dame Lillard got traded today. And he got traded to... Who did he get traded to? The Miami Heat?
No.
Well, he obviously got traded to the Toronto Raptors.
No.
Huh. Who did he get traded to?
The Bucks.
Hmm. So, did you see where Sham Sharinia had a tweet out saying that Dame Lillard had been traded to the Toronto Raptors?
No, I didn't see that tweet. No.
So, he put a tweet out because it's been screenshotted.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. He actually did put a tweet out, and it's been screenshotted. But again, all of these pundits, we heard all of these teams that were in the mix for Dame Lillard, right? It was going to be the two that I heard the most were obviously Miami. Was a done deal. Mm-hmm. He was going to Miami. And then it was a done deal that he would probably be in the with the Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd he end up?
Milwaukee.
Oh. So, again, did Woj or Shams or Windhorst or Blowhard or whatever, did any of them have it right? I thought these guys were in the know and things like that. Here's the reality, okay? And you won't like this, okay? But this is the reality of the situation. If the front offices don't want those guys to know, they won't know. If they're giving you inside scoops and things like that, it's because they want them to know. Mm-hmm. If Woj drops a Woj bomb with an inside scoop, it's because that team wants him to know it. Because, again, we talked about this at the very beginning of the show. Look, they solicit. They solicit like a $3 whore. They solicit these people to get information from them and build relationships and do favor, and they'll do favorable pieces and everything like that. But if these guys, if these general managers want Windhorst or Woj or Sham, if they want them to know, then they'll know. But if they don't want them and they're protecting the information, those guys aren't going to have it. And that goes for Shifter and, you know, who's all the other insiders? You know, the Ken Rosenthal and John Heyman and all these, you know, in the words of Mel from Southwest Atlanta, all these so-called experts. If they want these guys to know, they'll get the information out to them. They're not using inside sources to break stories and everything else. They know when they... Too many pronouns, pal, in the words of Vince McMahon. Too many pronouns, pal. When Windhorst or Woj or Sham or whoever breaks a story, it's because the general managers of those teams want them to know and want them to get it out there in the public for whatever reason, good, bad, or otherwise, to spin the narrative, to set the narrative, to counter the narrative, whatever. Whatever the reasoning is, they want these guys to know. It's not because they've got all these people that they're really good friends with and they've got the inside scoop and they'd never be lied to and all this other kind of stuff. It's because these general managers, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, hockey, Plinko, Yahtzee, they want them to know what's going on. And that's the reality of it. Again, if you've seen the story on Woj, he's got a whole PowerPoint presentation about how he can help your team get the message out. Right? I got 2 million followers on Twitter. I get 30 million impressions on tweeting. I get, you know, this, that, and the other. Like all this kind of stuff about how he goes about doing it. So again, I know y'all believe everything these guys tell you. You believe all the inside stuff. But understand is that when these general managers of these professional organizations want them to know, that's when they know. You think that Woj is spending time in the locker rooms really developing relationships? Or is he doing his PowerPoints presentation to curry favor with some of these guys? And I'm sure that he is friends with, you know, general managers and people in the industry, in the basketball industry. I'm not saying he's not friends. I mean, again, I've never heard that Woj is some kind of a-hole or whatever like that. But if these guys were real insiders, this story would have broken way before it happened, because nobody had this. It was the Raptors. It had been the Miami Heat for 3 months. We were with John Michaels at Randy McMichael's house, okay? Randy Mack's house for, what, 4th of July that weekend. It was Randy's birthday. We were there for his birthday party, and we were talking about, oh, Dame's going to Miami. Back in July, it was a done deal. Where'd he end up? He went to Miami, didn't he?
No.
Well, he went to Toronto then.
Not at all.
He stayed in Portland?
Not too far from Toronto, maybe. No.
Oh. So again, you know, I know we like to talk about these guys and all their inside information and all this other kind of stuff, but guess what? They didn't have any of this. And it's not because they didn't have the right sources or they didn't dig deep enough or whatever. You don't think those guys get manipulated for the information? They're so desperate. Again, guys are so desperate to be first. Doesn't matter if you're right. Doesn't matter if you get it right or not. Just be first, right? Be first. Be first or get hot take. That's what it is. Just be the first guy to throw it out there. Doesn't matter if you're right. He'd be wrong again. Every one of these guys was wrong 10 times over about where Dame Lillard was going to end up. And then everybody like, oh, yeah, well, it makes all the sense in the world and all this, that, and the other. Please. It's ridiculous. So anyway, all the pundits got scooped out of all of it. But I know they'll probably get a million Twitter followers, you know, for it or whatever like that. So I'm surprised Hot Take Tommy doesn't have 5 million Twitter followers in all of this stuff. All right, we're going to react to what Arthur Smith had to say to Dukes and Bell earlier today. Chuck, we're hanging out in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, Night to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.